Today's Shi'ez Masechta Bava Basra Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Zayin on an Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Moiches HaChatzin. If somebody sold the Chatzar, and when he sold the Chatzar, he did not indicate what was and what wasn't included in the sale. Says the Mishnah, Macha Abatim, all the homes that have openings to the Chatzar, as we have described in many shiurim, the way houses were constructed, neighborhoods were constructed in the time of Chazal, was that there was a chatzar, a yard, and different homes opened up to the chatzar. And what our Mishnah says is that any home, if you sell the chatzar, any homes that open up to that chatzar are included in the sale of the chatzar. Avaloi ha-metatlin, the different metatlin that are there are not included in the sale. However, b'zman she'amo hu v'chama she'betoichai, when the words hu v'chama she'betoichai were used, so clearly, as we often say in our shurim, by using the extra words, what it means to teach us is that something more is being sold than under normal circumstances. And therefore here, everything that's in the chatzar is included. So as we said, the Rashbam says that the homes that are open to the chatzar are included. And the Rashbam says that not only the homes that are open to the chatzar are included, but the bayir sichre ma'aris, all these types of pits, are also included in the sale. And even though, as we've been learning from the beginning of the Perek, if homes are sold, then Boris, Sichon, and Ma'aris are not automatically included in the sale because there's a difference, explains the Rashbam, when we speak about a chatzar versus when we speak about a home. When we speak about a chatzar, so a chatzar is a place that's meant to be more used. Since a chatzar is a place that's meant to be more used, so all of these different areas are included in the sale. But when we speak about a bayis means a home. And since a bayis means a home, only the home is sold, nothing else is included. Moreover, the Rashba explains that it was most common to do many activities in the chatzar. And one of the activities that was commonly, we've learned this already, that was commonly done in the chatzar was washing laundry. And since it was so common to wash laundry in the chatzar, so of course the bayir sichre ma'aris, which is where the water comes from, was included in the sale because I need water to do the laundry. Another pshat that I saw in the Yad Ramah is that the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they completely rely on rainwater, and they need that the rainwater should accumulate in the Boris Sichon Ma'aris. And therefore, that rainwater, which is that water which is in the Boris Sichon Ma'aris, is the source of all water that they have in the home. It's certainly included in the sale. Moreover, says the Yad Ramah, we began the Perek in discussing what is the halacha if you sell a bayis? Is the gagin, the roof, the yitziah, the chederim, the various rooms, are they included in the sale? Says the Yad Ramah that discussion is only when a bayis is sold. But again, if we're speaking about an hour Mishnah about chatzeris are sold, so too he says that if everybody's agreeable, as we just learned, that the bayis chatzeris, the Baris Sichon Ma'aris are included, even though they're not exactly the same as the Chatzar, they're still, as we just explained, certainly included in the sale of the Chatzar. So too will be the Halacha when we speak about the Gagin, Elias, and that they're all included. Moreover, he says that typically, where was the Cheder, where was the Yitzi in the Chatzar? So if the chatzar is sold, these areas are sold as well. That's the opinion of the Yad Ramah. The Rashba is not certain if that's the halacha, And the Rashba says that even though, as we're learning, and for the reason that we're learning, that the Bairis, Sichon, and Ma'iris are included in the sale, that does not necessarily mean that the Cheder and the Yitzi are included in the sale. But we learned that if you just sold the Chatzar without stipulating the Metatlin, which are not on a regular basis in the Chatzar, so since if they're not on the regular basis in the Chatzar, they are not included in the sale. Unless you said, if you said, they are included in the sale. But, says the Rashbam, that even if you said, then, as we're learning, the metatlin are included in the sale. Chitin and Sairim are not included in the sale. And Rashbam explains, what does it mean when somebody sells the chatzar, and not only did he sell the chatzar, but he sold huvukom mash b'toichay. What that means is, says the Rashbam, that this person is making a declaration. The declaration that he's making is that I am removing myself from the chatzar. I'm no longer part of this chatzar. But when one is making that type of declaration, that he's not part of the chatzar, so there are things that he's going to leave. But the food, even though I'm saying I'm leaving the chatzar, you're going to take the food along with you. And therefore, the food is not included in the sale. Another way of explaining this, he says, is if we look at all of the exceptions that are discussed in the Mishnah and by the Rishonim, they're all things that need the chatzar. You put a machine in the chatzar, you put different appliances in the chatzar. Food is not included in the chatzar. And I saw the Yad Ramah says the same type of explanation. The Yad Ramah says that in most chatzaris there are different types of chairs and tables. But food is not necessarily in the chatzar. And if food is not in the chatzar, then it's not included in the sale. But the Nemuke Yosef has a very different approach. The Mukayitz's approach actually is that certainly the Chitim and Sairim, says the Mukayitz, are not included in the sale. But he suggests that even Klei Tashmish, it's not just all Klei Tashmish are included in the sale. The Klei Tashmish that has to be included in the sale are such Klei Tashmish that are connected to the Chatzar. But if they are Klei Tashmish, that are not really connected to the Chatzar, then he says they would not be included in the sale. But, says the Mishnah, when you sell the Chatzar, and no matter what type of wording you used in selling the Chatzar, Benkach, no matter what type of wording you used, Loi Mocher, Loi Samerchatz, the merchatz that you may have in the chatzar is not included in the sale. The lowest base abad, and not the place where they pressed olives, shebetoichay, that find themselves in the chatzar. And the chiddush of this, says the Yad Ramah, is even though we can make a very strong argument that they ought to be included in the sale because they are connected to the ground. So if anything, since they're connected to the ground, the halacha should be that they are part of the chatzar, teaches us the Mishnah that they are not included in the chatzar. The Muke Yosef, however, quotes the Rashba, who says that if the border of the chatzar was written into the contract, and he writes that I'm selling you what's in these borders, then the halacha is that even these mechatzos or whatever would be included in the sale. But the Ramah doesn't pass in that way. The Ramah suggests that even if the border of the chatzar is mentioned in the contract, all that will include, suggests the Ramah, is only the bar of the dos, the different things that we explain make sense should be included in the sale. But if we're saying now that the merchatz is so separate from the chatzar, and as I saw the Rishonim give reasons, the merchatz was something that was used as a source of income. The chatzar is where I live. The merchatz is what I use for a source of income, and therefore it's not connected to the chatzar. Particularly, the Rishonim say that not only is the merchatz not separate in that it's a source of panosa, but most of the people who would use the merchatz, even if the merchatz is in a chatzar, were people who did not live in this chatzar. And therefore, they say that therefore we could understand why the merchatz is not included in the sale. Rabbi Elazar Omer says the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, Hamoiches a chatzar, somebody who sells a chatzar, Lemochar ela avir shel chatzar. The only thing that's included in the chatzar is the actual chatzar, nothing else. And of course, many Rishonim here point out, as we've discussed in other shiurim, that if there's a dispute here, what was or wasn't included in the sale, why don't we look at how much was paid? And as we've learned, because when we speak about real estate, the amount that's paid is not really a parameter, because sometimes people are going to pay more for real estate than it's really worth. That's why, as we discussed, the halacha Masechta Bava Metzi, we learned ein eno lekakos. But the Rabbeinu Tam makes a very interesting point. He says, even though, as we've mentioned a number of times in our shiurim, that the price that's paid cannot serve as the proof of what was or wasn't included in the sale, he makes an interesting point. He says that if it's more than 50%, if you overpaid more than 50% than the actual property is worth, then that becomes an indication what was or wasn't included in the sale. That even though we're learning ein eno lekakos, and we can't specify what is the amount that is or isn't, what was or wasn't included in the sale, just based on the price. But when it's so obvious that the price that was paid doesn't just include the chatzar itself, because it's such an exorbitant price, there, the Rabbeinu Tam says, it can be used as a barometer. Begins the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Hamoiches a chatzar, if somebody sells a chatzar, Macher Batim Chatzonim, and the chatzar, as we've learned many times, has two rooms, two homes. There's the outer one and the inner one, and the only way to get to the inner one is by walking through the outer one. So Hamoiches a chatzar, Macher Batim Chatzonim, Vebatim Pnimim, Beischlun Tzos. That's the earth that we had, that you could get the sand from. Chanuyas apsuchas latoychay, mikarosimay, stores whose doors open into the chatzar, including the chatzar. However, she'em psuchas latoychay, stores that are not, that don't open to the chatzar, ain the karosimay, are not included in the sale. Hapsuchas lakan and lakan, doors that open both to the chatzar and to the Rishus Rabbim, elu ve'elu nimkar simai, all both of these types of stores will be included in the sale. Rabbi Lezheimer, Rabbi Lezheimer's opinion is, Hamoiches a chatzar, Lemacha ela melusus shel chatzar, you've only sold the actual chatzar, but not any homes, or not anything that exists on the chatzar. So we learned, Batim chitzoinim and Batim pnimim are doors that open to the chatzar, are both open up to the chatzar itself. But if they don't open up to the chatzar itself, then maybe they will not be included to the sale. The Miri disagrees. That's the Rashbam's pshat. Miri disagrees. The Miri suggests that although when we spoke about the stores, the Brisa clearly differentiated towards which direction the stores open. That's only when we speak about the stores, but the actual homes, it makes no difference. The Batichlin source, we learned like the Rashbam, means sand, places that have, they pile up sand, that from that sand, they manufactured glass. that the Yad Rama disagrees with that pshat. He says, if you have this type of special glass, special sand that can be turned into glass, that certainly is not included with the actual chatzar. Therefore, he says that chulses is just regular sand, and that regular sand is included. But if it's special sand, then it's not included. The Rashbam explained, as we learned, psuyos l'toychai are stores that open towards the chatzar or open up towards the rishus harabim. And by a store, if it opens to the chatzar, so it shows it's part of the chatzar. If it opens up to the rishus harabim, so we see that's a proof that it's not included with the chatzar, and therefore it's not included in the sale of the chatzar. Amar. So Gemara focuses on this halacha that we just learned. We learned how psuchas l'kan al-kan, stores who have doorways that face both the chatzar and the rishus harabim. So we learned nimkaras ima are sold along with the chatzar. Ask the Gemara v'tan Rav Chiya, but Rav Chiya taught us the enim karas and light, that if the stores have entrances that go in both directions to the chatzar and to the rishus harabim, enim karas ima, they're not included in the sale. Answers the Gemara l'kashta. Had the Rav Tashmish l'gav, if most of the point of the store is for the people of the chatzar, then they're included in the sale. Ha, the Rav Tashmish l'bar, but if it's meant mostly for people who are not living, who are not in the chatzar, then that's a proof that it's not part of the, that's not part of the chatzar. And the Ritva says that what we're discussing here, the way the Ritva explains the Gemara, is that it has two doors. One door is opens to the chatzar, and one door opens to the rishus harabim. What the Gemara says that we have to look for, which is the door that is more used. But if there's one door, the Ritva says, that one door serves both the chatzar and the rishus harabim, since it's only one door, it's certainly included with the chatzar. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, that amaychas chatzar loymacha ala avir shel chatzar, only the avir shel chatzar is included in the sale. Amarava, so explains the Gemara, what is the case that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan are discussing? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Ida Amalei, if the way the sale was articulated, that they're selling dirasa, the kula amalei pligi, then there's no machlokes the bate mashma, that the houses are included in the sale. Because the definition of dirasa is where you're going to live, and the batim is where you live. The bate mashma. Ki pligi, where do we have machlokes or Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? Are the batim included in the sale? Domalei darta, when the word darta was used. Mar sover, Rabbi Elazar's opinion, is that the word darta, darbitza mashma, it means the heir of the chatzar. And therefore, only the chatzar itself is included. Mar sover, whereas the opinion of the chachamim is that darta is similar to the word dirasa, bati mashma reflects where people live, and therefore, that's included in the sale. Ikadami, Amarava, Ida Amalei Darta, if the word Darta was used, the Kulal Amalei Pligi, the Batim Ashma, everybody will agree that Darta means the Batim. Ki Pligi, where do we have a Machlaikis? When the word Chatsu was used. Masava, Chatsavira Mashma. The word Chatsar reflects just the Chatsar itself. Masava, and the Chacham hold that just like we find when the Torah speaks about the Mishkan, and the Torah says Khatsara Mishkan, but when the Torah speaks about the Mishkan, it doesn't mean the Mishkan itself. It doesn't mean the Chatzar of the Mishkan itself. It means the Mishkan as well. Here too, it means the not just the Chatzar, but the Batim as well. Says the Gemara, Ve'amarav Amram Nachman, Machloi Cholsus. So we spoke about a moment ago, the chulsus is the earth. And again, the Rashbam's definition of chulsus is earth from which glass is manufactured. Machlai chulsus, macha umetzula, or he sold him, there's a water from which you could mine silver and gold. Hechzik b'choltzis, if he did an act of kinyan on the choltzis, he saw both of these areas, and as we often discuss in our shiurim, the halacha is that you have that a sale is a transaction is not considered final until you do a chazakah, or you do a ma'aseh kinyan, and therefore he teaches us hechzik b'choltzis, an act of kinyan on the choltzis l'kana metzula, and hechzik metzula l'kana choltzis. You have to do a separate act of kinyan for each one of them. Because, explains the Rashbam, since these two types of areas are distinct in that and where they are, the chulsa is the sand, the metzula is the water, their purposes, what they accomplish, are very different. And since they're both, since they have these two differences, therefore the kinyan on one cannot be effective for the kinyan on the other. Ask the Gemara, Einivam Shmuel. Shmuel teaches us that Machle Esesodus Besamadinas, if somebody sold some to someone else 10 properties in 10 different areas, Kivin Sheikhs Bechsman, Karnas Kulan, doing an act of Chazakah on one of them is sufficient to be considered a Chazakah for all of them. But the Rashbam makes a very important point. He says that even though the Gemara here teaches us the halacha of Shmuel, that if somebody does a kinyan in one property, it's enough to be a kinyan for 10 distinct properties all over. And as the Gemara explains, kusadin da'aruchadhu, the world is connected, it's only in a case where he paid for those 10 properties. And therefore, the seller already received money, so then the act of chazakah on one of them is enough for all of them. But if money has not been paid, or not enough to cover the entire deal, then this halacha wouldn't be applicable. But the question on the Rashbam is, as we often learn, the way property can be sold is b'kesef b'shtar b'chazakah. So if all of the money was paid, why do we need any chazakah? So to which the Rishonim answer that in many places the minhag hamakom was that even if money was paid, the sale was not considered consummated until there was a chazakah. And that's the case that we're referring to here, that the money for all 10 properties was paid, and therefore since the money for all 10 properties was paid, a weak act of chazakah will be sufficient. And what does that mean, a weak act of chazakah? Doing chazakah on one of them will be enough for all of them. And with this, we can answer the obvious question, which I think we've mentioned. We spent many shiurim speaking about the chazakah on the nechsei ha-ger. If the ger, as we learned, is the one individual in Klal Yisrael who could pass away without any relatives, so the first person who makes a chazakah and property that he leaves over, that first person is the person who becomes the owner of that property. And the Gemara spent this many discussions of what is considered one property, that one act of chazakah is sufficient, what separates properties. And the question is, here we're learning that if you do a chazakah on one property, it's sufficient for all the properties. So why over there do we spend so much time discussing separate properties and the need to do a separate chazakah on each property? We're learning that the one act of chazakah is sufficient. The answer to that question is because our Gemara is speaking about a case where, as we learned, you paid for the property. Since you paid for the property, the act of chazakah that you need to do is not such a significant act of chazakah. And since it's not such a significant act of chazakah, therefore doing one would be enough. However, in the Gemara that we're learning, in the case of the ger, as is obvious, the case of the ger is a situation where you're not doing just where you didn't pay. So since you didn't pay, the act of chazaka that has to be done is a much more significant act of chazaka. And therefore, doing a chazaka just on one property will be insufficient to do chazaka on a different type. For the other property of the ger, every property will require its own chazaka. So the question is, if Shmuel taught us that an act of chazaka on one area is enough for everywhere else, why don't we say the same by the chosis and the metzula? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, the basis of Shmuel's opinion, as we just said, is the sadna da'arachadhu. The entire world is one. And therefore, not only is the entire world connected, but it's more than that. The kula chada tashmishtahu. All the earth serves the same purpose. Aval hacham. But when we speak about the chulsis and the metzulda, and the metzula, ha tashmishta l'chod v'ha tashmishta l'chod, each one serves a separate and a distinct purpose, and therefore the chazaka one will not work for the chazaka on the rest. V'ked amri, but there's a different version here. Amar Rabba, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, hechsed b'chulsis, kana metzula. That yes, we do apply the concept of Shmuel, and it says the Gemara, in fact, pshita, if somebody sold 10 properties, doing an act of chazaka on one is enough for all of them. So why would I think differently? Answers the Gemara. We would say, when did Shmuel say his halacha? Hasam, the sada d'arachadhu, when we have the entire world is connected. Aval hacha, when we speak about the metzula and the chulsis. Each is very unique and separate. Therefore, we maybe should not apply the concept of Shmuel of Sada Da'ara Chadhu. That's why the Gemara had to teach us, that's why Rav, according to this version, actually teaches us that we do say, even when they serve different purposes, we still say the concept of, Sada Da'ara Chadhu. So our Gemara just taught us the halacha of Shmuel, that if somebody did a chazaka in one area, he could do a chazaka in everywhere else. The Torah Pashas Vayechi says that the Mitzrim said to Yosef, Lama namus leinecha gam anachnu gam anemaseinu. The Mitzrim said, because of this terrible hunger, there's a real concern that we will all perish. Take ownership of us, Belechem, in exchange that you'll give us what to eat. So if we look at the Pasuk, Yosef wanted to take ownership both of the property and the people. But the Pasuk then says, it doesn't say in that Pasuk anything about, so Pasuk Yotes says that they offered their property and themselves to be owned by Yosef. The next Pasuk Chaf, this is in Perek Mem Zayin, only speaks about the property, and then afterwards in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, it says, V'yoyim Yosef al'am hen k'nisi eschem ayoyim esad maschem. So how do we understand these Pesukim? So the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh explains, the karka that Yosef bought, he bought through chazaka. But he didn't have to do, as we're learning in our Gemara, a chazaka on each individual property. Because of the concept of Shmuel, of sadan da'ara chadhu, the halacha is that if you do chazaka on one property, that and that would be enough for all the properties. But when we spoke about the avodim, you have to do, that the people will become avodim to Yosef, yeah, there is no concept of sadan da'ara chadhu. Each person is separate. So you have to do a separate act of kinyan on each person, which of course is difficult. The way to do it is by doing kinyan chotzer. But kinyan chotzer doesn't work, says the Shach, in Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadiches Siv Zayin, unless the avodim, the people that you want to buy through kinyan chotzer, are not on the chotzer when you're buying the chotzer. So now he explains the sequence of the psukim. The people offered themselves all to Yosef, their property and themselves. So Yosef says, to take ownership of the property will be fairly easy. The way I'll take ownership of the property is I'll do one act of chazakah on one property, and that will give me ownership on all of the property. Doing a chazakah on the actual people, as we just explained, is much more difficult because I have to do a separate chazakah on each person separately. And to rely on kinyan chatzar, I can't do either if you will be on the chatzar when I do the kinyan on the chatzar. So Yosef said, don't be on the chatzar. And by not being on the chatzar, I will be able to take ownership of all of you. Once I will be able to take ownership of all of the chatzeris, then I will ask you to go on the chatzar. And when I will ask you to go on the chatzar, at that point, when I ask you to go on the chatzar, I'll be able to do chatzar. But there has to be a specific order. First the kinyan on the properties, and then kinyan chatzar for the avodim. The Sefer Likutei Yehuda quotes the Imri Emes. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, Ha'aretz asher toshoichev aleiha, the earth that you're sleeping on will be yours. And Rashi says over there, keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol Eretz Yisrael tachtav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of Eretz Yisrael and put it under Yaakov Avinu. And the lesson being that everything being under Yaakov Avinu means that everything now becomes, that's how Yaakov is doing a chazaka on all of Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, asked the Imri Emes, if we're learning that according to Shmuel, doing chazaka on one property gives you ownership on everything, so then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol have to put everything under Yaakov Avinu? He should have just done an act of chazaka on one part of Eretz Yisrael, and that should be sufficient for the entire Eretz Yisrael. Says the Imri Emes, what is the concept that we're learning in our shir? An important concept that we're learning in our shir is that when could the kinyan chazaka on one property work for all the properties? When all the properties are the same level. But if we learn that the different properties aren't all the same, l'chotis and the metzula, then we don't necessarily say Shmuel's halacha. When we think of Eretz Yisrael, explains the Imri Emes, not all of Eretz Yisrael is the same level of Kedusha. Since not all of Eretz Yisrael is on the same level of Kedusha, you had to do a separate kinyan for every property. But that's, of course, impossible. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, Ha'aretz asher toshoichev aleiha, the land that you're going to sleep on, you will put all of the Eretz Yisrael under you, and therefore the problem that all of Eretz Yisrael is not the same will be resolved. Says the Mishnah Moicha Beis Chabad, when somebody sells an olive press, and in order to understand the Mishnah and the Gemara, we have to describe how the olive press looked. They used to have a large tub connected to the ground in which the olives which are going to be pressed were placed. At the opposite sides of the vat stood two upright posts which were also connected to the ground. Each post had a hole near the top, and from that hole, they put a piece that extended from one post to the other above the vat. There was a hole in the center of that piece of wood, and there was a big wooden screw which was put through that hole. The bottom of the screw was connected to a beam, which gave the weight to crush the olives. When you turn the screw, and the screw was normally turned by a pole that was on top of the screw that you would turn, that would cause that the screw, the beam that was at the bottom of the screw, would go onto the vat and to squeeze the olives. But on top of the olives, besides this beam, there were boards that were put on top of the olives. So when the beam went on top of those boards, They were what pressed the olives. And now what our Mishnah Gemara are going to focus on is what is or isn't included in the sale of an olive press. Hamach Beis Abad, Mochas Hayam, the pool where they keep the olives are included. Vesamamel, that's the beam, that's the crusher. Vesabesulos, the Gemara is going to explain this all. Avloi Mochas Averim, the boards are not included. Vesagilgal, the wheel. Vesakairo, the beam. Vesvan Shamaloi, but when the way the sale was mentioned, they said, Hu v'kom ma'ashe b'toichai, by adding the extra words, Hu v'kom ma'ashe b'toichai, then we say that Harei Kul Mechum, everything is included. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, says the Mishnah, Mocha Beis Abad, Mocha Sakura. Says the Gemara, now the Gemara explains every word, what it means in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Yam is the Talfcha, that's the pool, the vat where they keep the olives. Mamel, Omar Rav Abba Bamamel Mafrachta. This is the, they used to start crushing the olives before they actually put them through this press, so they should be easier to crush. So that mortar that's used is already included in the sale. Basulis, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yochanan Kluntzis Shel Eres, Shemamidim Ban Esakaira. Those are the beams that are on the side. And because they just look like a pair of girls, they call that name. Avirim are the kafshi. As we mentioned, they had beams directly, boards directly on top of the olives. Galgal is the chumrita, is the screw that I described. Kaira is the beam that we have on top of the boards. Tana bottom continues the Gemara. Hamaych Beis Abad, if somebody sells as alapress, mocha as nasarim. Here we're speaking about that we're talking about boards that are put on the top of this pool. The purpose of those boards were to prevent any oil from spilling out. Ves hayukovim is the vat. Ves mafrecha is the mortar that crushes it. Ves ruchaim tatayna are the lower millstones, but not the alyoina. Ves man sha'amalai, however, when he said, Hu v'kol mash b'taychai, I'm including everything hare'elim achurim. Benkach and benkach, however, loy mochas ha'avirim, the avirim, as we explained, are the boards which are the boards that are on the side. Loy asasakim, the cloth sacks. They used to have sacks which they carried the olives in. Loy asamatsufim, different type of sacks, all used to carry the olives. Rabbi Lazar Omer, ha'maychus abad, maychus akara, loy nikra beis abad, el shem kairi. All beams are included because that's the main part of what's being included. That's the main part of what's being included in the sale. Says the Mishnah, Hamaycher es amarchat. So somebody sells a bathhouse. And again, it wasn't identified what is or isn't included in the sale. Lemachas in the sarim, the boards are on the floor, which are put on the bathroom, on the bathhouse, which are there that to keep the people's feet from getting burnt, because they had heating elements under the boards, so that the people's feet should not get burnt. Or another pshat that I saw, they shouldn't get dirty. Vesa svalim, these are the basins that are used to hold the water that they wash them with. There's, of course, movable. Vesa balonius are the different towels or bathrobes that people wore in the bathhouse. However, Bizman Shamaloi, if when the sale was articulated, they said, Hu v'komash b'toichai, then the aloch is harei kulam mechurim. Benkach and benkach, whether the clause was added or not, le'moch alayim smagurus al smayim, the reservoirs of water that supply water to the merchats is not included, nor the place where they kept the wood that heats these things that are used for the bathhouse. Tarabana Mochas Amarchats, Mochas Beis and Sarim, Your cell included the closet where they keep the boards, the place they used to have that the women, the men wore turbans when they wore turbans on their head. And the reason that they wore turbans on their head is, again, to protect themselves from the heat. The room, the closet where they kept the basins. The closet for the towels. Not the boards, because they're movable. Not the turbans themselves. Not the basins themselves. And not the towels. However, whether you added that clause or you didn't add the clause, the reservoirs that provide the water are not included in the sale, whether in the summer or in the winter. Even in the where there's a lot of water, the winter represents a time when there's much water, and the summer represents a time when there is not that much water, it doesn't make a difference. However, then the loch are cool in the says the Gemara, I'm selling you the olive press and everything that's connected to the olive press. There were stores outside the olive press. The main point of the store is where they used to sell bread and wine, says the Gemara. But they also could be used that have a chukhan zavroi, that have a shatch meshumshmi. That sometimes, so even though it was primarily used to sell these different materials, sometimes they would crush sesame seed and they would lay out the sesame seed to dry before crushing them, and they would put them in the chavosai. And the Gemara says that there was a dispute, was this were the chavosa included in the sale or not? Says the Gemara, Oslo Kameder Rabbi Yosef, Amalei Tanina, Imam Beis HaMech to call Tashmish Ani Machloch, Harei Kulam Mechurim. So by using these extra words, it means that everything is included. So that ought to be the halacha here as well. Amalei Ba'ai V'tar Abchiyah, Ein Kul Mechurim, they're not included. El Amar Avashi, Chazinim, we have to see. I Amalei, if the seller said, Beis HaBav Kol Tashmish, if he said, I'm selling you the Alapres, dollar press and all the room, everything connected to it. Vilan Mitsruna, and these are the boundaries, and the stores that are in question are within those boundaries, then the Lochis Kani, it's included in the sale. But if the boundaries that were identified did not include the area of the stores, Loi Kani, then the Chanvasa are not included in the sale.